Today was Rosh Chodesh Adar, and obviously there's many things to discuss in terms of the halachas of Purim and the upcoming laws of Pesach. Right? We know the Rashi says Mishenichmas Adar Marbe Misimcha. See, Rashi comments that it's because of the Yamim Tovim that are coming, i.e., Purim and Pesach. So obviously the Simcha begins with Rosh Chodesh Adar, and it doesn't end at the very least until the end of the Chag of Pesach. But Lamaisa, I just wanted to discuss a different small halacha that comes up when we get into the Rosh Chodesh and the Yontif season in terms of the Nusach HaTfilah, that specifically the Nusach that the Shluchei Tzibur use sometimes leads to the laxity of a particular halacha. Now, the Gemara in Meseches Mem Zayin Amar Aleph quotes the following brisa: Tana Rabbanan ein onin lo amein chatufa, velo amein kitufa, velo amein yisoma. Person is not allowed to answer these three types of ameins. Number one is chatufa. We'll see what that is. Kitufa and yisoma. So all three require some level of explanation. We're not going to do a lot of justice for them today, but basically there are three types of ameins you're not allowed to say. And then they throw in addition, a person is a lo yizrok bracha mifiv. A person is not allowed to just throw a bracha out of his mouth. He should pronounce it carefully. Ben Azai Omer, Ben Azai adds to this statement, kol ona amen yisoma, yubanav yisomim. If a person answers an orphan amen, then his children should become yisoma, meaning he's cursing him that he should die. Chatufa yischatfu yamav, ketufa yischatfu yamav. Right? If he answers those other two types of amens, it should chop off his days in the beginning and the end, whatever, you know, whatever these things end up meaning. V'chol amarech b'amen, a person who answers a nice long amen, marichin lo yamav ushnosa. He is zoche to arichas yamav ushanim. So that is a very very heavy statement made by Ben Azai relating to this inyan of answering amen. So we see that answering amen is a very important thing. And we have to define our terms in terms of what types of amens we're talking about. So chatufa, Rashi says, shekorin es ha'alef b'chataf below b'pasach. Right? So that it means basically that you swallow the vowel sound and you pronounce it with a shva instead. And the problem with if you read Rashi on the Tzuras Hadaf, it just says va'omer amen, meaning aleph memnun, v'hut tzarech lomar aleph memnun. Right? So the problem is there's no printing with nekudas, so but Pashtus is based on his previous statement. He says amen instead of saying amen, right? And kitufa shemachaser kriyas hanun she'ena motzia befeh shetehei nikeres. You don't verbalize the nun in a way that's recognizable, so you say amen like that. And yisoma means shaloshama habracha. You didn't hear the bracha. Okay, there's different shittas that not all shittas agree with Rashi, but let's go with Rashi shita for now, that amen chatufa means that you don't properly pronounce the aleph of the amen. Rather, you just say main. So there are a few different manifestations of this, and this is brought in the Shulchan Aruch, that it's not so simple that you would think that how many people actually say amen chatufa. I guess once in a while you hear somebody say main instead of saying amen, but in the end of the day, most people pronounce the amen. So there is a case where the nusach of the Shluchei Tzibur sometimes leads us into this problem. So the Shulchan Aruch, when recording this halacha, is in Kuf Chav Dalid Seif Ches. It says, Lo yaneh amen chatufa, dahainu ki'ilu ha'alef nekuda b'chataf. V'chein, and this is the point that I wanted to bring out, shelo yachtof v'maher la'anos oso kodem sheyisayim ha'mavarech. You should not quickly answer before the mavarech finishes making the bracha. Meaning, sometimes people will jump the gun and they'll answer amen while the guy is still saying the bracha. And if you look in the Mishnah Brura, no big chidushim over here, but he just explains the pashup shat. Rotzalomar, sheyamtin ad sheyisayim hashatz. You should wait until the shliach tzibur is finished. Kol ha'tevach rona lagamre, till he finishes the word completely. V'yesh anashim shemaschilim lanos ba'od sheshatz omeid, adayin mechatzi tevach rona. There are some people who answer amen while the shliach tzibur is still in the middle of the last word. V'zeh osur. That is usher to do. You are not allowed to answer amen before the shliach tzibur finishes the entire word from the last word from the last bracha. So what are we talking about over here? So a lot of times you get Rosh Chodesh davening, so there's a very nice memory device that, or a reminder device that the shluchei tzibur will use. They'll say, And they want to remind you to say Yala V'Yavo in Shemoneh Esrei. So they'll say Baruch Atah Hashem Goel Yisrael like that. And they want you to say, they want you to remember to say Yala V'Yavo. So they'll do it that way. They want you to remember to say Hallel. So Yehamarech Shemo Yisrael Bashalom. And in that way, it'll be clear to all the listeners that they're supposed to say Hallel afterwards. Or they're supposed to say Musaf, as the case may be, of Damir Amelma Vimru Amen, something like that. So what often happens under those circumstances is that the tzibur will sort of join in with the shliach tzibur, with the chazan, and they'll say it'll end up being something to the effect of that Hamavarech Samo Yisrael Bashamein, which is a little funny, but also is an example of an Amein Chatufa. It's an example where people jump the gun to answer before the Shliach Tzibur is actually finished reciting the last word of the bracha, which is exactly what the Shulchan Aruch is telling you is no good. So you'll say, ah, what's the big deal? So the Gemara did make a big deal out of it. The Gemara said that, you know, if you say an Amein Chatufa, Yischat Fuyamav. Listen, I don't know exactly why it's such a big deal, but certainly if we take the words of Chazal seriously, this is something that we are supposed to, you know, really, you know, try to do as best as possible and try to take it very seriously the way the Gemara does. Therefore, it's incumbent upon us, you know, either A, if we are the Shliach Tzibur, there are Eitzes to try to, you could still be Mekayim the Minog of using that particular Nusach. You could just sort of try to say the last word, Hamvarech Samo Yisrael, Bashalom. You could say it quickly so that by the time people start saying Amen, you're actually finished. And they'll still say their Amen with all the gusto, and it'll actually be a very nice Amen that's following the bracha instead of smack in the middle of the bracha. Or if you are not the Shliach Tzibur, if you are a member of the Tzibur, it's important to know that you can't answer Amen until after the bracha is finished. Now, it doesn't mean you have to stand up and make a big macha and say everybody else is wrong and I'm the only one who knows how to do this, but at least, you know, at a fairly nice, quiet, you know, quiet but audible level, you should answer Amen at the correct time. You don't have to, you know, again, do it in a nice way, like everything. And you can still be Yotzei the mitzvah properly and answer Amen the right way.